Blog Talk Radio.
I think at one time or another we've all questioned as to whether all that we see and are experiencing in our world has some sort of a rational plan behind it. Because we understand now that both the Republican and the Democratic Party in our country are basically run by the same people. The same money finances both sides. We now know, of course, through the work of many historians who have spent their life working on research to show us that both sides of world conflicts have always been financed by the same people. And as I've said before, there seems to be a method to the madness going on in the world. We know, of course, that we cannot depend on our leaders. Our leaders are misleaders. There is a science that they're following. They have their own agenda, and it doesn't include you. What your government pays for, it gets. If you are paid to do something for the government, they will extract from you exactly what they have paid for. When we understand that, then we look at universities and schools, government-financed institutions of education, and see the kind of students and the kind of education that's being turned out by these government-financed schools. Logic will tell you that if what is being turned out in those schools was not in accord with what the state and the federal government wanted, then it would change it. The bottom line is that the government is getting what they have ordered. They're getting what they have paid for. They do not want your children to be educated. They do not want you to think too much. That is why our country and our world has become so proliferated with entertainments, mass media, game shows, television shows, amusement parks, drugs, alcohol, and every kind of entertainment that keep the human mind entertained. So that you don't get in the way of important people by doing too much thinking. You had better wake up and understand that there are people who are guiding your life and you don't even know it. And all American citizens, I think, have suspected something like this is going on. But we're all too busy trying to stay alive and live our lives. And after all, what can one person do about it? This is the most powerful government the world has ever known. They had the ability to get a hold on Adolf Hitler 50 years ago. He had a standing army, the greatest navy, air force, military, secret underworld organizations operating throughout the world. But this government got a hold on Adolf Hitler because it chose to and it wanted to. And if you do not pay your income taxes, they will find you if you go to the Amazon jungle, and they will make an example of you. They will find you, and they will deal with you, and you know it. But for some reason, they're unable to get a handle on drugs and the crime in the streets for some reason.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here live from Greensboro, North Carolina. We've got a packed house here tonight of people that are joining in, listening in tonight. I invited last minute, of course, a friend of mine from Colorado, Governor Carpenter there, and we're going to be getting him connected here in about a few minutes, actually. I'll be getting him connected, but we got quite a show here scheduled here for tonight, and it's a very important show, and it's something, you know, we all need to start paying attention more than ever. The time is now. There's no more playing games. And we really need to start really, really paying attention to what's going on and what is happening out there around us. So we'll connect Mr. Carpenter here in about a couple minutes, so just be patient. And we got a great podcast here. Joseph Gibson, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas,
Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Okay, everybody, Joseph Gibson here, back live from Greensboro, North Carolina tonight. Okay, Mr. Carpenter, I see his number here. I had to find his number, and I'm going to connect him, and we're going to shut up, and we're going to listen. I'm going to give him the floor for as long as he wants, and then I don't really want to take too many callers here. I don't want confusion or to take away from the podcast. It's a knowledge-based thing here. We're trying to educate the people out there and see where – what you guys want to do with the information. You know, there's an information war out there. In other words, a war for your mind, for your body, for your soul. And, you know, it's up to you to make the right decisions. Okay, Mr. Carpenter, let's see. Here we go. There you are. Jim, can you hear me? I'm connecting you now. You should be connected. There you go. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Can hear you fine, sir. You got the floor.
Hello, world. Good evening, America. Good evening, Americans. Wow. Who would have ever thought, huh? Well, they've been tightening this noose for a number of decades, folks, and we're finally at the end game. I'm going to do my best to make it really clear, and then maybe we can have a little discussion, Joe. But it's all about the money. Rule number one. Always follow the money. And they've decided that they've bled our country dry. They've got us de-educated and the game set up to where they need to finish the deal. And these are the days in which we live, Dr. Joe.
Correct.
But the Patriots got in the road. And what's happening is they're settling the world books, all the money that we've sent all over the world, rebuilding this country, doing that for that other country, loaning this country underdeveloped some money to develop. And now they're going to settle the debts of the world. And they've known this for a long time. And so the end game is that whoever is in control of the system when they settle the debts will have control of the world and control of America. And so what they're trying to do is to hurt us in any way possible. They've launched a new warfare on us. This isn't fought with guns and bullets and tanks and airplanes. It's fought with technology and a war for your mind and getting all the information lined up so that they can feed you whatever they want to feed you. And this is why you exist, Dr. Joe, is try to get some common sense out there, some truth out here. And this second media culture is flourishing because we know we can't trust the people that are in charge. And that's a sad deal. But we are getting to the end of things. President Trump promised us that the third quarter would be the transition quarter. Well, the third quarter started in July, and we have now begun the transition. And what does that transition look like? Well, it looks like that there's going to be a number of high-ranking officials arrested because they've been compromised. Whether they were really initially evil people or not is debatable. But in the end, they did a lot of damage to America and to the world, and they need to be held accountable. and the generals and the people that work for Trump at the highest levels are not all on board with this, because Obama put a lot of his people, a lot of little landmines in place, and the treading has to be done very carefully so that this whole thing doesn't blow up. And you want this thing to blow up? Defund the cops. Because the good cops are the ones that are keeping this thing at bay. And there are bad cops out there, just like there's good politicians and bad politicians and good news people and bad news people. They all exist. But we're winning. And it looks very positive. And it looks very positive that we may start seeing some bigger events before the end of the month. So I look forward to the future. I don't like living in a bed that's full of bed bugs and lice and vermin and rat trap and all the rest of this stuff that we're being told is good for us because somebody has managed to get themselves in a government position. And that's going away, and there's a lot of it, as you know. And the longer you live, the better you'll come to know. So in the end, we're back to a civilized nation with a constitution for a moral and just people. And that's where you and every freedom-loving American comes into play. And that's called our constitutional republic. And we're getting ready for that day. And it's coming quickly. I would encourage everyone, you don't want more of the same, then you need to get involved. The government of, for, and by the people. Thanks, Dr. Joe, for letting me speak to the people.
Yeah. Let's try to have a little dialogue here and then see what we'll throw it out there. Maybe some other people want to chip in, or maybe they just want to listen. It's a no-nonsense show here tonight. We basically, you know, what we've got out there, what we're seeing out there, as you said, Donald Trump promised, you know, that during the third quarter, you know, this change. And we know that the financial system and the global markets out there, the Ponzi scheme that's been going on. We remember 2008, what happened. And we know that the system is bound for collapse. So this is their way of resetting the global markets and the global currency, or instituting a currency worldwide. Is that what we're looking at now when this thing finally Pandora's box is finally fully opened? I mean, is that what we're going to get to, is a one world currency? And is that basically, can you answer that question?
Well, I think that that's probably the end game according to the Bible. But this particular chapter that we're in, Joe, is not that. And it, in fact, this is what we're fighting against, is the New World Order, the one church that's allowed to abide by the laws of the government, that, you know, the Antichrist, all that stuff. It's all down the road. But today, it's going to be a special drawing rights. So that everybody's on one-to-one par. There's no more exchange rates. So if you've done any international traveling or whatever, you know that there's exchange rates involved with currency. And when all this is said and done, that's all going by the wayside. And so, we probably are transitioning into those final days, Joe, but not quite at this time.
So how important is it that Donald Trump be reelected in November? Or can we honestly say right now if Donald Trump will be reelected, or do we know for sure?
Well, I don't mean to speak into people's lives, but I see a lot of Americans out there that are fed up, and if Trump doesn't get this accomplished pretty quick, then it's up to the people ultimately to take matters into their own hands, and I understand that and support that. As far as my personal views goes also. But nevertheless, we are winning. It's a big battle, and there's a lot of engagement out there, and there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. I've heard that there's been major, and I won't name any names, so I haven't been able to verify it, but one good source told me that there was a major governor that had been arrested by the three letters for facilitating funds from China to be dispersed to buy weapons and cause disruption in all of this attempted takedown of the United States. So, we'll probably.
I got you on there. Yeah. Well, let me interject here. I see the callers on the line. I'll get to 717 there. I see where you are. I see a couple private callers. We'll get to you. Okay. Just be patient here. How does this? What's it? Real quick, because a lot of people, I'm getting a lot of emails on this. This coronavirus, this pandemic here that we've got. Can you give me information on that? And we all second guessed ourselves on this thing, and it was going to be over, this and that. Everybody's going to get some money, and you know, and they were going to start this process here, and then there were underground railroads and this and that, and that kind of faded away, and the ship was like off the shore, and then it floated away. You know, so well, I mean, how does this coronavirus fit into this scheme of things?
Well, that was kind of the scheme that the deep state came up with years ago to really get this this dance going. And you know, I sent you text pictures, Joe, of Dark Eyes. David Koontz wrote that back in 1981, and he mentioned that in 2020 there'd be this new virus. You know, I actually took photos and sent those to you.
I put that on my Facebook,
So, you know, these people think generations ahead in their plans because that's what the wealthy and the people who want to control everybody do. But this is coming to a head. The information technology has come back to bite them, and they're going to be held accountable, and it's going to be large sums of them. And when these people go down, then
go ahead, I'm sorry.
There has to be a government system that steps into place. We just have to think the problem through, Joe. And so once we solve one problem, we got another problem, which is very indicative of this battle that we're in. So, you know, the next phase of this then is self-governance and maintaining our Constitution. And this is the weapons that we use in this battle that we're in. Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And a lot of people are asking who you are and whatnot. So introduce yourself to the new callers that just logged in here, and then I'm going to connect 717. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, well, according to constitutional law, the president of the interim republic, which is recognized internationally, has the authority under what Lincoln put in place before the corporation took over to appoint governors and representatives and judges and senators in each state, 5 people in each state under the Northwest Ordinance. And this was to help him, facilitate him into reestablishing the constitutional republic instead of living under the corporate democracy that we live under. And so, at one time, I was appointed the interim lieutenant governor for the state of Colorado, and was later elected to that position by a lawful election of the people of Colorado in a small assembly. Those that knew had an opportunity to cast their vote, and later, by attrition, I ended up becoming the interim governor. And my responsibilities are to share the truth and to provide lawful and proper elections for the people so that you have a chance to elect who you want to serve you in my capacity and other capacities in the state of Colorado. So I'm just an interim person. I have no authority other than I have a lot of good contacts, and I work at some pretty high levels with a multitude of people. I hope that suffices, Joe.
Okay. All right. That suffices just fine. All right. I'm going to connect 717, see what we got. We'll open up the phone lines. Like I said, we'll try to get a dialogue here with, have a good conversation here about the Republic and about the status of our Republic and our country here. and what we're facing and the times that we're facing. And there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be happening in the near future that people just don't understand. And I'm sure there'll be misinformation out there also. And there's a lot of finger pointing and a lot of people doing what they do best and a lot of division, because that's what we do best. We attack each other. We don't stand together. And that's what we really are trying to do, is we're trying to bring people together. All right, 717, go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing today, Joe?
All right.
Well, I kind of am listening to this gentleman, and I'm not sure I fully understand what he's talking about. So I would definitely like to hear a little bit more about that. With the coronavirus, I am learning, you know, a lot of things. These masks, when you got doctors and nurses, real people, talking about how much harm the masks are causing people. I've been working, and I, you know, where I work at, it's mandated that you have to wear a mask. This thing is breaking my face out. I feel like I cannot breathe. It's causing a lot more, you know, breathing issues, and I definitely do not like it. I am not the kind of person to, you know, basically, as they say it, be obedient. but CPS is also using this to terminate rights as well to parents who don't deserve it, for the fact that they can't have real contact with their children, and they use that as an excuse as well.
Hang on, let me interrupt you real quick. What are you saying? You're saying CPS is saying that if the parents don't wear their mask, they're going to lose their children? I don't understand. How are they using the mask as an issue?
I don't think it's really so much as the mask as it is the no contact with their children. A lot of parents are being denied education, except for them. And I know a lot of parents are also getting their kids taken away because of this so-called coronavirus, or the fact that they might, you know, bring them home with their children before they know. And I believe, you know, if we're meant to die, we're going to die regardless of whatever they say is a serious pandemic or whatever. To me, it's definitely a serious thing. I know it's causing health issues with me when I have to wear a mask.
All right, so you're saying, so the mask issue is a big thing. I don't know who's got the background noise in the background there. One of the callers does, but the background noise, you know, they mess up the call real bad. The mask issue, where a lot of states are mandating this mask. Yeah, this mask issue thing. Governor, how is it that what is it out there in Colorado? Here in North Carolina, you're required to wear. It's up to the business, I guess. Here in North Carolina, if the business wants to serve you, you know, you wear a mask. If they say, you know, if they don't want to serve you without a mask, they can. So, how is it out there in Colorado?
That varies from county to county. It's dictated by the local county health agency. And so a lot of what we're seeing out here in Colorado, which is thanks to Bloomberg and Stiers and their cronies, they've helped turn Colorado more liberal and socialist, and got elected officials in their pocket. And so I know we live in a Democratic county, and we're seeing a lot more restrictions. The coronavirus is a real problem. It's a real weapon. The death rate is like 0.004 for people under 70 years old. But it is a problem. I do believe that it has the capabilities of mutating. There's a lot of evidence that points to Wuhan, China, when they released free 5G cell phones to people that were infected with this virus, and they had a lot of deaths. I believe, and this is the thing we have to look at, folks, it's so hard, is that it's not just one element in our lives that really gets under our skin, like the mask, or the fact that we can't go down to the bar like we used to, or whatever. Your kids being social distance from their parents. It's all about control and mind, the way people perceive reality. and it's the way they change this. And it's multifaceted, and you're so bombarded by it that it just becomes a way of life. This is our world, but it's not our world. It's the world of evil people that are wanting their way.
Well, you're right. You're right, Governor. You're right, because, yeah, you interact with people, right? And I'm just real throw this in there real quick. I was meeting a guy a couple days ago, and your natural instinct was to shake his hand. And we both stopped for a minute when it was, you know, and it's like that paradigm shift of way of thinking. You're scared to interact now and touch other people. It's an evil act. It's an evil thing. That's what you're trying to say, right? It's an evil mind thing.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Exactly right, Joe.
Yeah. But so this.
Sorry,
so how do we? So now this. You're in Pennsylvania. There, the 717 caller. There, correct? You're in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Pennsylvania. So what? So is it law that you have to wear a mask up there? I mean, how is the coronavirus up there? Is it a mass hysteria thing where you're having lots of infections, lots of deaths? I mean, how is it? Or is it just? I mean, in your area, can you just tell us what it's like?
As far as I know, here everybody seems to be fine. There's a lot more people not wearing masks, except for, you know, some businesses say they require it. But a few days ago, I was actually able to go into an Italian restaurant without a mask. It's definitely a choice thing here. As far as I know.
Okay, so it's a choice thing. All right, so it's a choice thing. Okay, so and as far as the Pennsylvania goes, so that's Pennsylvania. Here in North Carolina, I can tell you firsthand that most people are wearing the mask. I wear it sometimes. It just depends. I mean, I'll have it in my pocket, and sometimes I'll put it on, sometimes I'll forget. I really don't care. Nobody, and one, last night, actually, I was in the grocery store, and a lady turned her back at me like I was being rude to her. And I tell you, I just had to lay into her. You know, I said, what the hell's wrong with you? You know, I mean, I just had to, I mean, it's just, you know, knock it off. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's a paradigm way of thinking is now we don't want to interact with each other, and that's what they're doing, social distancing. You know, what's that old saying? Together we stand, divided we fall, right? Divided, social distancing,
yeah,
distance ourselves from our neighbors.
Yeah, I had,
you know?
For the 4th of July, I had some park rangers that I actually shook their hand, and, you know, before I went in to shake their hand, one of them made the comment of, you're not scared you're going to catch the coronavirus, are you? I was like, fuck no, we're going to die someday. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're meant to get it, you're going to get it. Any virus mutates.
Yeah.
We got the H1N1 flu, you know, which was regular flu. Viruses are meant to mutate. And if you take care of it in a natural way instead of taking antibiotics every time you get something, then your body is more apt to build up an immunity and fight it off.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask real quick here. This flu, it came from China. I've seen the CIA thing, you know, where they had it actually, it came from China, it was there. It got delivered there in 2018. What they did with the patent, what they needed to make this flu virus. It was a bioweapon, obviously, but 2018 is when it originated, from what I understand, from what I saw. And I'm not going to say where I saw it, how I saw it, but some people were on the line today that shared that with me, and I was able – it was from the CIA, actually. So, but this flu thing, it's in the United States, flu season occurs in the fall and the winter, you know. So, and, you know, it usually circulates – it doesn't really circulate year-round. You know, usually the height of the flu season is December to February, and then by the month of May, it panders out. But now here we are, we're in July. And here, you know, we see what's going on, this flu. So is this a flu virus? Is this sometime other type of sickness, and they just named it a flu virus? What do you think, Governor?
Joe, this isn't about the virus. It's about the cure. So you got to think out of the box. You can bear with me a minute. So the world now is settling their books, and of course, the evil ones want to control the money because they control everything then. Or the conservatives are saying, no, we'll be just fine on our own and let the world go on without all you bad guys and all the human trafficking and all the viruses and all the stuff that the evil people put out there on us that we don't even know about. So now the socialists, the AOC, the Bernie Sanders, they talk about these grand sums of money with the Green New Deal. Well, where's that money coming from? You ever wonder that? Oh, well, they're just going to print more money. Well, no, they're not, because the Treasury is now in charge of the Federal Reserve for several months. So that ain't going to happen. So there's another solution. So the solution is, what I'm talking about, is the resettlement of the world books. So that's why the battle is so intense. The other part of this problem is that it takes 2.3 offspring, and this will answer your question you asked me, 2.3 offspring to sustain a society. And with our alternative lifestyles and freedom of choice, we have literally killed ourselves as a society. So here we have this grand country with all the natural blessings that anybody could ever ask for on the face of the earth. And we've killed our society, and there's no way out of it. And all we can manage to do now is leave a legacy to the people that take our place. But when they are intent on opening the borders and flooding us out and killing us off, and we're down to the last remnant, so they might as well just get with it and clean house and get this show started, because they're settling the world books on top of it. Is it starting to draw a picture for you, Joe? Is it making any sense?
Yeah, no, I got you. And that's what it's all about. And I've always said that, Governor, and for the 717 caller there, I've always said that the main thing that we always need to focus on is the central bankers, the bankers, the people that control the books out there, the people that control the money changers. You know, who are the money changers? Well, the only time in the Bible that Jesus Christ uses force is when he whips the money changers out of the temple, okay? So the money changers, we focus on the Federal Reserve and the Fed. The Federal Reserve, very key point right there. The Treasury is now running the Federal Reserve. That's what you said, right, Governor? The U.S. Treasury Department is now back in control of the Federal Reserve, or are they going to get control of the Federal Reserve?
No. Yahoo News reported about 70 days ago that the U.S. government, or Treasury, was now in control of the Fed, and we were no longer on a fiat dollar system, and we were in a transition period to go to the new transition, the SDRs, which are asset-backed valued currencies. So there's an example that backs, you know, in fact, that backs my words, that I know what I'm talking about. So we are already in the middle of that transition, Joe.
Oh, yeah, we're in the middle of that transition because who owns really the Federal Reserve? It's obviously privately owned by private stockholders. They're foreign bankers. Foreign bankers own the Federal Reserve, and they're in charge of our currency. Shouldn't that piss you off right there? Who's in charge of your money? Or are you so greedy out there? Are the people out there in society so greedy and selfish that they don't care who's in control of the money because they just want more of it? You know, and it's greed.
Well, I hope,
it's greed.
I hope I don't upset a lot of people on this call, Joe. For those that I upset, I'm sorry. If you don't like what I tell you, then do your own research and prove me wrong. Yeah, and I was born ignorant. I don't want to die that way. So I do my best to know what I'm talking about. This all started years ago with the old adage that if you can't beat them, join them. And the Roman Empire knew that Christianity was going to sweep them away. And so they joined them in order to control them. And they used the tenets of the Bible to declare everyone forever and ever subject of the throne under God's commandment to inhabit the earth. And then they started perpetrating birth certificates and monetizing birth certificates and trading them on the world financial markets. And so now they own you and they own your kids because you unknowingly contracted with them to get social services and Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and on and on and on simply because you're alive. Well, see, that's entitlements. And the only thing constitutional Constitution gives us is.
Hang on, let him finish. Let him finish. He'll yield to you. Go ahead, Governor. Go ahead.
The only thing that the Constitution gives you is the opportunity. Guarantees you the opportunity. Doesn't guarantee you entitlements. Now, this is where they hook you. And it starts with that birth certificate, and that's why they can come in and take your kids away. That's why they can mandate all these crazy laws. That's why they can mandate these schools and bad education, because they own you. They control you. You're nothing but a cow or a sheep or a goat or a donkey or whatever out there on the farm. And when you get too much livestock and not enough grass, you got to do something. So you send them to the butcher shop. And the cute little ones, you groom them for the show, and you sell them out on human trafficking. That's the way these people look at us, folks. And I'm not judging it by their words. I'm judging it by their actions.
Go ahead, 717. Go ahead. You want to say something?
Actually, I agree on that. That word's actually called chattel. We're basically chattel to them. Enslavement, you know, a lot of us are taught what we know. If I would have, you know, known the stuff about your birth certificate, yeah, that would have been nice. You know, and I feel like these people didn't carry my child for 9 months. They didn't go through the pain or, you know, the sorrow. I am fighting for my kids. So, you know, I definitely understand where you're coming from about how they treat us and how they look at us. Basically, we're slaves, but of the same color. And I, for one, am fighting that.
Well, and I appreciate your comment about the birth certificate, but they've got the game against you. Try to go out and get a job without a Social Security number. You know, you're going to have a pretty tough life. I've known a few people who have tried it. But, you know, it's not the way for the average American. You know, we got a lot of problems, folks, but there is one ultimate solution. If you woke up one day and somebody, by the stroke of a pen, like Donald Trump and the Democratic or the Republican House, or Senate, I mean, and the judiciary signed the governance back to the people and folded the corporation. See, that's where the republic stands, is in world court. We're in receivership of the assets of all Americans and all of America, so that China doesn't have access to that. We block that move by my taking responsibility as an interim governor. That was part of standing up the republic again in the world. That's why we have our own flag that's recognized by the world. We have our own document, like our Declaration of Independence. That's recognized by the world and major generals and people of power throughout the United States. So this is not a game. This is your reality. But as soon as the American people want their republic back en masse, by the stroke of a pen, a lot of our problems will go away. But folks, we'll have new problems. Who, this responsible, moral, and just people, are going to take the place of the wicked? That's our next challenge. Let me leave it at that. I'll yield, Joe.
Yeah. And everyone, new callers, any callers there? I was screening a couple callers there. Press the number 1, and I'll get you on here. 657-383-0616 if you're listening on through the Internet. One question, though, for the governor. I'm reading by the reports here from what I'm seeing. If you could just explain it to me. I'm not trying to debate you. But according to the U.S. Treasury, as of February 29th, 2020, there was $16.9 trillion in marketable U.S. Treasury securities outstanding. Of that amount, at the end of the February, the Federal Reserve held $2.47 trillion, or 14.6%, making it by far the largest single holder of U.S. Treasuries anywhere in the world. So basically, by this past Friday, according to the article, the Fed's ownership of the Treasury market had increased to $3.12 trillion. It had grown by an unprecedented $650 billion in 1 month's time. And on March 23rd, the Fed announced that it would buy unlimited amounts of both Treasury securities and agency mortgage-backed securities to support smooth market functioning. So basically there, where does the U.S. Treasury come into play there, and what happened after that, or did that happen after that, or am I before when the U.S. Treasury basically took control of the Federal Reserve?
You know, Joe, I don't have that article in front of me, but it was on Yahoo News. You can go to Yahoo News and Google it. It was about 60 to 90 days back. So
okay,
that would have been just briefly after maybe what you talked about. But, you know, that thing with them buying back their debt, that's a really almost unlawful act. But there's a lot of financial things going on in the background. You know, I heard that the first wave of some financial relief had been sent out about 8 o'clock one night, and they released the stimulus package the next day. Does that have anything to do with it? I don't know, but the timing's interesting. So I don't know everything, but I know enough to be dangerous.
I got a question.
Go ahead, Chim. Go ahead. And anyone else out there, you press number one. I'm screening calls, though, just letting you know. So I just don't want anybody, any Yahoo coming on here and mixing up the call tonight. We're not going to go the full show, of course. We'll probably go just probably about another 20-something minutes or 30 minutes to see what we get out there if I can't get any interesting callers that want to call in. I know there was a bunch out there that are listening. I appreciate you guys listening. They're trying to get some information. They want to learn about the Republic also, but we'll get to that, of course. Go ahead, 717. Go ahead.
My actual question is, were they actually sending out another stimulus check?
Oh, are they going to send out another stimulus? Do you know anything about that, Governor? Is there going to be a second stimulus
out there?
Yeah,
about it on the news. So.
Well, the first stimulus check came from the Treasury, not the
right.
Federal Reserve. Facts my point again that we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
And yes, with what's going on that I can't talk about, that I referenced, yes, there will be more stimulus checks. There is going to be so much opportunity and abundance for Americans that there is no one should have any problem in having a good life. But everybody's perception depends upon the reality, depends upon their perception. You can always find fault with anything. So I jokingly, as an illustration, told somebody one day, I know what I want to be when I grow up, and that's a critic like Rush Limbaugh, because I get paid to express my opinion whether anybody else gets anything out of it or not.
No. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to take another caller here, a private caller. I didn't screen this call, so we'll see what we get here, private caller. But that's a very good point that you brought up there, that with, you know, there's going to be more checks. You know, everyone got $1,200. If you were smart and you weren't of this world out there pissing and squandering your money away, or your Federal Reserve notes, and spending it on nonsense that you don't need to survive, $1,200 can get you by just fine. What are you? You're contracted into this corporation where you got to pay a mortgage, you got to pay rent, you got to make your car payment, you got to pay car insurance, you got to pay your driver's license fee, you got to pay all these contracted obligations that are totally unconstitutional, that make no sense whatsoever. Just the only sense they make is to the bankers get rich of it and enslaves you. But if you were totally free, $1,200 can last you a long time. Just remember that, you know. So if you were totally free and you didn't have to be contracted into all these illegal contracts where they're extorting this money out of you, you know. Private caller, go ahead.
Honorable Brother Joe Gibson, is that me?
Yes, that's you. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Angel Lady Love, listener, inspired for an emissary. I didn't get the name of the governor on the line and which state that he represents?
Colorado. His name is Jim Carpenter.
And is that Democrat or Republican, or we have socialist, we have communist? What is his party?
I'll let him answer that. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Well, democracy is a two wolves.
Well, I don't need that. I just asked you one question, sir. Are you, I know, once you're hired, you're supposed to become nonpartisan. I'm aware of that. But many of the people that are hired,
if you understood, ma'am,
you're an employee.
The concept of the Constitutional Republic, it is one vote, one person. There are no parties. It's a real simple concept.
Again, you just mentioned my Declaration of Independence. That is, I am indigenous to this country. The bottom line here is you had said, well, all we need to make a strike. No, all of the employees are in violation to the law once they get hired. I think it was someone from Pennsylvania that went to Colorado to check out the marijuana, and now we have another guy in Pennsylvania. They want to make it legal, and he doesn't want to call it marijuana. He wants to call it hemp as well as cannabis. And no one's paying attention. All of that has been genetically engineered. But more emphatically, in the 1970s, that and soy lecithin causes men to get gynecomastia, G-Y-N-E-C-O-M-A-S-T-I-A. And now in the 21st century, it says it caused both men and women to get breast cancer. So I've given you the cause. Why are they pushing? Oh, because the different states make money to make more money for the employees, and something's wrong with that. We the people are the government in this country. It says so in the Declaration of Independence, which uses my tenets, not Thomas Jefferson or anyone else. They used our tenets. We came under one group of people. And I am sick and tired. This is why they're able to close the schools, because none of them are teaching truth.
Well,
and
I
the
agree.
Bottom line is, this is why a lot of people don't even know. They think that, and we are Judeo-Christian Islamic nation. All of those major religions are on the same page. They know about
all right,
the 613
all right, make your point. Angel, you have a question?
Colorado had the other year, by them using this opioid, they had an emergency in all the hospitals. All these people had psychotic episodes. My concern was, how about the people that didn't run to the emergency ward that had psychotic episodes because of the drugs? And the children's little bodies are getting infiltrated. They are now making these drug addicts. They give them another kind of drug. They're moving into our neighborhoods, getting into brand new houses and condominiums. And they're still using these drugs.
Okay, so what's your question? What's your question for the governor?
It was a statement he made an incorrect statement when he said we had to vote on something to make the Declaration of Independence be to the fact that all of these employees are in violation to that law. I am people of the law. They use my tenets. It says unalienable rights. That means no one can take them away, cannot be given away, and cannot be separated. And many of the governors, I don't know if you're one of them, but the one here in Pennsylvania, and many of them say, oh, he's trying to act like a king. We don't have the bottom line. When I got on the radio, many of the people started opening their stores. They realized we the people are the government. This so-called plague, you need to read Plague of Corruption by Judy Mikovits, if you haven't read it yet. There's also
ma'am, I have a question. Let me ask you a question. You've been going on and on now. Let me ask you a question.
I've been going on and on.
So,
I just came on.
All right, let him ask the question. Let him ask the question, please. Go ahead, Governor.
Number one, I agree 100% with what you're talking about, okay? You have me confused with somebody who works for the corporation. I represent the people like you. I don't get a paycheck. I do what I do in the way I do it and all that I do to glorify God and to promote truth. So So I have no responsibility for what goes on in Colorado in the past, because that's someone else you're talking to. Thank you for letting
me. Well, let me ask you this. Will you give my name and number to the President Donald John Trump Sr. and the Housing Urban Development Dr. What is his name now? Benjamin Solomon Carson? Because I am the campaign promise from 2016, and all these admirants have been causing all kinds of confusion, and many of the people who don't know of the way our employees are supposed to conduct business don't get it. And he promised me, and through his employees, I've been writing him since the 80s, I am the impetus for Make America Great Again. I am the impetus for The Apprentice. He indirectly thanked me on TV, I think it was April of 2018. I feel confident I sat next to him, but he was incognito in Philadelphia that weekend just before the Army-Navy game in 2018, December. But see, they have made my eyes illegally blind, and more so now, I've had no electricity for the past, going on beyond 4 years, but more emphatically, no hot water nor heat for going on 18 years. And it's not due to non-payment. I am a melanin-rich woman of the four corners of the planet Earth, and I am indigenous to this country. But the bottom line, I have worked 50 years of my life, high-level credentials. I can get more details even in banking and financial banking. But moreover, even my associate's degree for administrative assistant, executive secretary, I needed 90 credits, not 60, to get an associate's
degree.
Okay,
all right. Well, can you make your – okay, I know. You can give your background. That's great. But do you have, like, a question you want to refer back to?
These people that have closed the hospitals, and they places like Lea Core Center, I don't know if you're aware of that, tied to Temple University. I matriculated it there as well as University of Penn. I can give more details. They have nosocomial, N-O-S-O-C-O-M-I-A-L, nosocomial. I would never even dare want to go to Lea Core Center anymore. And all of these people have that, they were telling, oh, we got to get ventilators. Ventilators take people, take over the person's body functions. They're good as dead. This was for organ harvesting in your state. I don't know what your law is, but in Pennsylvania we have Senate House Bill 180, Act 90 of 2018. And in Washington, D.C., we have H.R. 6448 of 2018, organ donation. This has been a massive way of getting organs. Melanin is worth more than gold on the stock exchange, and the adrenochrome is worth more than that. The key has been that people have been misnomered, being black, white. There's no such race. In anthropology, archaeology, there's Negroid, Caucasoid, Mongoloid. The latter two have dysfunctions. And I can give more details, and I'll give you my number.
Okay, all right. Can you get to your question? I know. Can you ask the governor a question, please? Can you ask him a question, a direct question? What do you want?
How
what do you want him to answer
him,
for you?
I ask him, will he give my number to the President of the United States of America, Donald John Trump Sr.? The last I was
Ma'am,
able to get
would,
a letter
the
out,
only way that I would be able to do that is the same way you would be able to do that. Because I
well,
am not.
Well, I don't have computer. I don't have electricity.
Governor, you are not
all
in
I'm asking
busy talking.
Is if you
not
hang
ready.
On. Let me mute her.
Would
hang on.
You
hang on.
Do
hang
it?
On. She's not listening. Hang on. Hang on. Go ahead, Governor. Go ahead.
For those of you that want to listen, I am not the de facto governor, Colorado, the one paid for by the corporation. I represent those that choose me to represent them in supporting our constitutional republic, ColoradoFreeState.org is our website. Not the de facto. I am not Hickenlooper. I am not Polis. I am not any of these pawns. I am a patriot representing the people. Thank you for letting me make that crystal clear. I yield.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. I appreciate it. And anyone who wants to jump in here, 657-383-0616. We've got the Governor here, Free State of Colorado, on the phone line with us, and pay attention to what he has to say. Okay, I got two private callers, and then I got 251. I always put the private callers last. Sorry, but that's the way it is. 251, let's see, let me get you on here. Go ahead, 251, go ahead.
Greetings, Joe. This is Akshita Veda. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you?
Very well. Sis, how are you?
I am very well.
What? Tell me your name. Your voice is familiar to me, but I can't catch your name.
Rhiannon.
I no wonder how I know your voice. Hey, sis. Okay, so we have a governor of the Free State of Colorado on the phone?
That's correct.
Okay, that's very awesome. I just called in, and I haven't heard anything beyond this point. So I just want to say greetings to everyone. I am honored to be here, and I am listening because I am very interested in knowing this governor of the Free State of Colorado. I've never met
explain it, Governor. Well, Governor, why don't you explain it to this new caller here? Explain the republic to her. Explain how it works. Explain why you're the governor one more time, real quick, if you can, and explain why it is and whatnot. It's very important, and maybe give her some information where she can go look it up herself.
The website is Republic for the United States of America.org. Colorado's website is coloradorepublic.org. The Jay Treaty, the very first treaty in our country with France, guaranteed us a republic in perpetuity, and it was founded by Judeo-Christians on biblical principles. And so this government was in place until the South got up and removed representation from Washington. And when that happened during Lincoln's time, then there was no way to conduct the business of a government, much like what we've experienced with the Trump administration and the battles that have been going on to keep him from accomplishing the duties of his office. And so in order to have a lawful government, the remaining people in Congress and their representatives formed a corporation in Delaware to take care of the needs of the people and passed a Northwest Ordinance to reestablish lawful governance in the states. And that was by congressional approval, and so, or mandate, actually, to the president. So using the same tools, because we're facing the same problem, we are going to see a mass arrest of a lot of these bad people taken out of many realms of leadership in our world. And we're going to have another case where we don't have representation in our government. And so to be lawful and constitutional, but the good guys, the white hats, the patriot community decided to do was to put the people back in control of the government through lawful means and reestablishing the republic. Because in law, there are two governments by Supreme Court recognition. There's two governments in the United States, one formed by the people, the Constitution, and the corporation is the second one. But the corporation is in control. And Trump said in his inauguration speech that he was going to give this back to the people. And this is exactly what we're talking about. And so there's a lot to do that without having a lot of financial and civil upheaval. There's enough casualty out there as it is because of the battle that we're in and the way that it's being played. But nothing like if you tried turning this thing on a dime. People need to be educated. And once they understand the truth and the depth of the privacy and the desire for freedom from all this, as we've talked about tonight, what we're living through today is information waterboarding. Instead of using water, they're giving you information. And sometimes it's good information, sometimes it's bad, but they're shoving it down your throat and you're gagging for air. And you don't know what to believe or what to do. And this is exactly what's going on, because they want the people to desire change, no matter the cost. So we are going to have change, folks. Believe me. The question on the table is, do you want Bernie Sanders and AOC and this New World Order in charge of your future, or do you want to put your shoulder to the plow and be a government of, for, and by the people? That means your participation is mandatory, not an option. So, that being said, this is where we're at. And Trump is willing to continue to facilitate this and to facilitate all the background stuff with the GCR and all the economic stuff and blessings that's coming our way. Or you can relinquish control of your future and just be a happy little slave and take what they give you and sit down and shut up and quit whining. All you.
Chavada, you want to ask him any questions? Go ahead. I mean, you're on here, and because I do have other callers, but I want to give you the floor here. Do you want to ask him any direct questions? I know you don't ramble on forever, so you'll go. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's all really good. You have put a lot on the table for research and further gathering of information. You know, you're laying a outline here for Class Action 567, which is for your system to be repeated throughout throughout this country, you know, throughout the world, really. And that will bring on the mass number of people that we need in order to overturn the government system that's currently in place. And so what you're saying is in direct alignment with what Mandelicon speaks, and I support him in that what he speaks as far as freedom, justice, and total independence for all people. Education about true freedom and having the desire for change are absolutely key to continuing forward. So I like what you're saying. I appreciate what you're saying, and I'm going to look more into it because it gives a tangible example of what it is that I'm talking about. And it ain't just me talking about this, but I can only speak for me and from my own perspective. I'm here in Alabama, Mobile, Alabama, and I'm trying to get the people to become more aware of who we are and where we are, and the fact that we must stand up, speak out, and take our power back, and to do it in a peaceful manner. Because through educating self, you actually relieve yourself or release yourself from any mental captivity, which is the only type of, not the only type, but the greatest form of slavery in which we are experiencing today. So when we reprogram our mind, which comes after the deprogram of miseducation and indoctrination, then we can truly educate ourselves on what we need to know and how to move forward. And this is basically the script, the song that the choir, the country, the world needs to hear, so we can get in order and sing it together.
I appreciate your comments, ma'am. And, yes, all 50 states, we needed a quorum to do this. All 50 states came together to accomplish this and to get this put before the world court and accepted lawfully. Other countries have followed suit, Canada, Germany, China. The people of China just recently, Steve Bannon, read it on YouTube, notice to the world by the people, the patriots in China. They did exactly the same thing and said that they were going to adopt a Western-style government based upon Western-style moral beliefs. And this whole thing is sweeping the world. The world's yearning for it. It's prophesied in the Bible. we just get a front row seat. I'll save you some time. Go to that website I gave you or order the books, Reinhabited. Go to reinhabited.com, get them right from the publisher. Both volume 1 and 2 will cost you $49 shipped to you at your door. And these have had rave reviews from people like David Barton and Perry Stone and other well-known leaders in community that we recognize as being moral and just people. And so that will save you. About a third of those books are reference material. So it'll save you a lot of time in going down the rabbit hole. Thank you, Joel.
Well, that's correct. That's correct. You have to be careful when you do your research, because you'll get dragged down a rabbit hole, a dark hole, and you'll get sifted off into a trough where you don't want to go. You can either get into a hateful mindset, or you can get into a religious mindset, and then you go, and then you know where you're going. You're going down a trough, a rabbit hole. You know, you want to stay straight, and you want the truth. And then we do that on this show sometimes. You hear the people that call in. They got the right idea, but they're so hateful, they're going about it the wrong way. You know, and that's what we're trying to avoid here. And I believe that's what the governor's trying to avoid here with, you know, with the Republic. You know, we have to have some sort of law. We have to have some sort of order where, but at the same time, where we're all in charge of our own individual lives and we're acting peacefully and morally. You know, but we can't legislate morality. We can't do that. So what do we got to do? We got to educate the people. You know, it's the only way. We have to educate them with facts. It's the only way. It's the only way we're going to ever get anywhere. Archivated. I got a couple other callers. You got anything else you want to add? I don't want to cut you off.
No, I just want to say thank you for that information. I appreciate your knowledge and wisdom and the fact that you not only learned what you needed to do, but you then established it, and you're here to speak about it and to share it. So that's awesome in itself, and I appreciate the information to avoid rabbit holes, because I know how deep they go.
Well, it's been tested
that's right.
In acid. I've talked to many of the three-letter agents in my journey over 10 years. You know, in 10 years, it gives you some perspective. And I'm seeing the 10-year plan that I was given 10 years ago play out today. So when I speak with a certain amount of confidence, because I have 10 years of history that I can look back on and say, was the information I had given correct? Did it actually play out the way that I was told it was going to play out? Has it had the impact? And the only thing that I got to tell you is that I'm disappointed in is that although they haven't banned us, and we still have a radio station, and we still have a YouTube channel under President Geiger, all those links are available in that website I gave you. But we're still able to get our voice out there, and we simulcast with Joe sometimes. We establish ForThePeopleRadio.com. We do live broadcasts on Tuesday at 4:30 Mountain Time. That would be 6:30 Eastern. But, yeah, we're getting the voice out, and a lot of people are very hungry for the truth, and we're willing to feed them. Thank you, lady. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. That's right.
Thank you.
Next caller, private caller. Let's see what we got. Private caller, go ahead.
It's still me, but the bottom line
Hang on. I'm sorry. Hang on. I know you don't, but hang on. There was somebody before you, so that's why I have to do that. So, because private callers, I can't keep track of them. Go ahead, private caller.
Hello. The deadline to file taxes is July 15th, and I'm already very stressed about that. My name is Scott, and I'm actually the new boyfriend of Bridget. I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Oh, boy. All right. Get out of here, Chief. Unbelievable. You got to find one. You got to have one on there, you know, every night.
Like
it's unbelievable.
Them because they like us. They like to listen.
Yeah.
They like to they thought like us. Like, oh, how does it feel to be a good person? Oh, I wish I could be a good person.
That's true. You got that right. All right. Anybody else? Let's do the closing of the show. How about that? Everybody just wrap it up here. Everyone who's on the line can speak if you want. I'll cut off the line right now, whoever's here now, And then we'll do the closing thoughts, because the governor, I've sprung this on him tonight, and he was so kind to come on, and he had a lot that he wanted to share. But before, I'm going to give him the final thoughts for the show. What do we got? Let's see, 717. Go ahead. You want to say something here real quick before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to thank him for coming on and speaking, letting us know quite a bit of what he's trying to do. I, for one, am for that and having my rights and liberties. But one of my biggest things is I want my kids back. I would be happy and free that way. Akeisha, get a hold of me on Messenger if you can, and that's pretty much all I have to say. I really appreciate the gentleman coming on. I know that governors and usually won't.
Yeah, thanks. All right, Angel Lady Love, where are you? All right, I know you want to go on there. Go ahead, Angel Lady Love. Go ahead. You've been waiting patiently. Go ahead.
I'm still contending. We've never lost the right to get the consent of the governed. We, the people, are the government. The other beings are our employees. They stay in law office too long across the board, legislators in the municipalities, in the states, and I have a commonwealth, but more emphatically in our federal executive offices. They stay in office too long, the senators and the congressmen. It does not make sense when they even die in the office. And the Supreme Court, the same thing. When we allowed the Supreme Court to choose the president in the election of 2000, and that 2001 February of January or so, they chose George W. Bush, they were supposed to say, we need a recount. They're only supposed to interpret the law. We need to know how our governmental personnel are supposed to work. And this government is perfect. It's the fact that the employees are out of order. And I contend it's a matter of us, we the people, knowing who we are. We have not been taught in the schools. And when they're not taught to read, which I even gave you the definition of unalienable rights, mean no one can take them away, can't be given away, cannot be separated. And I heard you talk about the white caps, and you're not even going to help me. I told you I don't have a computer. So you let me know you could care less about me. And therein, I really find it interesting that you just want to try to start something that we don't even need to start again. We already
all right,
have.
All right. We're not here to criticize and attack. Okay, we're not here to criticize and attack. He's a guest here tonight.
I still need someone to call and write to the president and housing.
Well, again, you weren't paying attention.
Secretary.
You weren't paying attention. You have the same. You could have the same way to contact the president as he does. You were not paying attention. That's what he told you.
I don't have internet nor computer. He goes by his very. He's always tweeting you all. I don't have that, sir. I don't even have a telephone. I'm grateful that I'm on a phone
all right,
now.
Well, I'll tell you what, the next show,
line.
Hang on. All right, hang on. All right, there we go. I got to mute you. I'll tell you what, next show, you call in first. I'll make sure I look for the private number, and you give me the information that you want through the telephone. You have a telephone, obviously. You're calling in. Give me the information, and I'll forward it to Donald Trump for you. How's that sound? Okay? So there's problem solved, right? Right, guys? I'll forward it to Donald Trump for not a problem. But, okay, Archibaldi, go ahead. You want to give some thoughts, and I'm going to let the governor wrap up the podcast. Go ahead, Archibaldi. You want to say something real quick?
Yes. I just want to say we the people are the republic, and the sooner we know that, the sooner we can enact our true power. Power is proper order, will, and power revolution. The revolution is the bloodless revolution. This is where we raise ourselves and we speak out. We do not silence ourselves. We are not remaining on one knee. We are on 2 feet. As we get up on our feet and we hit the streets and we get to business, then we can really start seeing some things move along with the right tone in which we are supposed to be in. As we come together as a choir across the world to sing the same song, and that's freedom, justice, and total independence. I am Akshita Veda. Irene from Mobile, Alabama, and I bring nothing but love, knowledge, and wisdom, and education to our revolution, to freedom, justice, and total independence. Thank you, Joe, and honor to you, Governor, for coming on with the information, and you shared something very specific that I like in your 10-year journey, assessment of shared information before you speak with confidence, or in order to speak with confidence, you must do an assessment of information that you have shared to verify the validity and solidarity in which you have already spoken, in which you still stand. So thank you, and y'all have a good night.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. And this person that emailed me 30 times, okay? All right, I'm down to 192. I'm back at the gym, okay? Yep, I'm bench pressing, was it 285? I did 2 days ago, so 285. There, you got your answer. Leave me alone now. All right, go ahead, Governor. Go ahead. You should be surprised what I get on my call screen here. Go ahead.
Welcome to Life in the Public, Joe. Yeah, I want everybody to understand that. In order to stay out of harm's way and be able to communicate with these three letters and so on and so forth, I have to abide by the agreement that is part of the Declaration of Reinhabiting the Republic, which you can find on that website and read it. But that's in law, and I'm held accountable to those standards. And so this isn't just a personal thing. I'm representing the people of the Republic in Colorado as well as the United States. Go to that website, Republic for the United States of America.org. Go to the Where Do I Begin tab. Go down that rabbit trail. Get involved. There's a ton of information on there. Send your name in as a supporter. Order the books. Do your own research. This is your future, folks. You got to own it. One of these days, we've talked about problems in our system. Well, it all has to do with jurisdiction. And with 30,000 people in each state, according to law, we can have lawful elections for the people, of the people, by the people, to re-inhabit their constitutional republic. 30,000 for each state. But we have to do it lawfully. And so it's a numbers game. We have to share this. We have to encourage people to own it, to get involved in it. Because one of these days, you're going to have a choice as to what jurisdiction you want over you. And I can't emphasize that enough. That's the game. Who's in control, them or you? Here's your opportunity. Put your name down, get involved, get correspondence, get involved, because this is your future. Thank you for letting me speak, Joe. All you.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And I like what you said there about the future of, you know, the jurisdiction thing about the 30,000. 30,000 in each state you get together. But I'd like to address that maybe in the future. How can we organize 30,000 people and have an election in each state where we can have a lawful election without the bat faggots and the three-letter uniform people kicking down our front doors and confiscating our computers and hauling us off to a concrete box? How can we do that lawfully so we can reestablish a lawful government, whether it be through whatever, for the foundation to restore, you know, something that's lawful where we are free, we're independent, and we're not contracted into the Federal Reserve banking cartel and owned by these FRNs? How can we do that, Governor, if you want to answer that question real quick?
Well, let me explain one thing. There's been a lot of battles over this 10-year period. You've been involved in this from the beginning, Joe. There's a lot of people died. There's a lot of people been assassinated. There's a lot of people that have just got old and passed on. There's a lot of people that no longer wanted to carry the torch. And there's new people that come on. And so it's a constant rotation because of life and the way life is. But get involved. For those that, like the lady from Alabama, she's definitely somebody that I would love to interview for a leadership position. And we need leadership positions throughout our republic. regardless of what state it is. But you have to take the first step, and you have to put your name out there and ask to get involved and read the material and make sure we're all on the same page. And we're not, you know, I mean, this, the findings that we've come up with is the findings held by the Second Congress, and you're aware of that, Joe. And they went down a lot of these rabbit holes and ironed out a lot of the problems in how to be a republic and what it really meant. And that's all shared in these books and on the website. And so, again, this is your future. And if we're lucky, we can avoid total civil meltdown. If we don't respond,
that's
we wait, we get what we get. It's the way it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct there when you say that, there is a way to do it, and yes, there is an outline format to do it. I just wanted to put it out there in a more simplistic term where people are saying, well, how do I get 10 people to, well, look, like you said, the lady from Alabama, she's obviously motivated, and she obviously is a good speaker, and we need leadership out there. You need leaders. We have too many self-promoted chiefs out there, but we need people out there that really can take the reins and be strong and put down the disinformation and put the truth out there, like yourself and like the lady out there was just speaking. You know, we need people like that. We need honest leaders that are noble to the cause of what? Freedom and justice for everybody and for the truth to be told out there. But we don't need self-preservation or self-promotion where we got too many of those chiefs out there, you know, and not enough Indians. So we need to rally, the time is now because we see what's happening. Go ahead, Governor.
We need our leaders to be dedicated servants.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying,
yeah.
Joe.
Absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Well, I want to thank everyone who tuned in here tonight. I know everyone was patient. Everyone got a chance here to speak that they wanted to speak. So, everybody, good night. God bless. Take care. And God bless the Republic. And that's what we need to do, restore the Republic. Take care.